الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فيا عباد الله أوصيكم أولا ونفسي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون قال تعالى في كتابه وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله يقبل توبة العبد ما لم يغرغر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. All praise and thanks due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salawat upon our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, I would like to remind myself and those who are present, ittaqillaha ta'ala, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at all times, at all moments. My dear brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with this beautiful month of Ramadan, a month in which the rahmah of Allah descends. Words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the doors of mercy are open in the month of Ramadan. It descends upon every person upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with this beautiful month of Ramadan. It will burn, it will humble a person, will make him stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will humble him, it will remove him from the sins that he was doing. It will bring him in front of Allah. It is that rahmah which has descended upon all of us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered on this great day of Jum'ah. My dear respected brothers, elders in Islam, we need to understand, there were many Ramadan fast in our lives, and we see time and again, when we see this Ramadan especially, it is accelerating, it is rushing, it is going fast, time is rushing. We do not even realize that we have reached almost half of Ramadan. My dear brothers in Islam, this Ramadan will come to an end. Whether we obey Allah, whether we do good deeds in this great month of Ramadan, or we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month will come to an end. The question remains, is there is a change in my life? Is there is a spiritual development in my life? Has I gone close to my Allah? Oh, my deeds have taken me away from my Allah. My dear brothers in Islam, we need to understand the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yataqarabu zaman, when the Qiyamah is getting closer and closer, yataqarabu zaman, that time will fly, time will rush towards Qiyamah. We are not rushing towards Qiyamah, but the world, the time is rushing towards that day which Allah has kept each one of us to stand in front of Allah. We will have to give the accountability in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The question remains today, whatever ma kala Allahu wa kala Rasul, sadaqallahu wa rasuluh, Allah has spoken the truth, the Rasul has spoken the truth, the book Quran and the books of Ahadith confirms the Qiyamah, which will occur, how it will occur, what manner it will occur, the signs and etc. has been spoken by Allah and by the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The question remains today, have I changed in my life? There is a spiritual development in my life. Has I got close to my Allah? What is my situation? Where do I stand? Have I done an evaluation of my life? I have spent 20 years. I have spent 30 years. I have spent 40 years. I have spent 50 years of my life. What is the level of me with my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My dear brothers in Islam, we need to take accountability of ourselves. If we are going in the wrong direction, we need to make a move, make a change, bring a change in our life. Allah is not going to change us until we make effort. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change a nation until they make effort to bring a change in their life. The moment they make the effort, Allah Jalla wa'ala will change that person, will reform that person. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَّدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Allah is saying that a person who really intends hidayat, oh Allah, keep me in the right direction before Islam, after Islam, guide me into the right direction, Ya Allah. يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. We will open his heart towards hidayat. A person not interested, not intending hidayat, Allah says, we will leave him in their darkness. My dear brothers in Islam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent them a message from Medina, or sent them a message in inviting Najashi towards Islam. He was living in Abyssinia. My dear brothers in Islam, when the Kitabu Rasulillah, when the message of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached Najashi, at that day, Najashi was in the religion of Christianity. The entire Abyssinia was the followers of Christianity. My dear brothers in Islam, when the message of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached, Amr radiallahu anhu carried the letter of Rasulullah, inviting towards hidayat. He had the kingdom, he had the power, he had the ability, he had everything. Now when the letter was read, Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Here the hidayat, guidance, direction of Allah is knocking the door or the palace of Najashi. While he had everything, all the powers, all the abilities, when the message was read, when the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was read to Najashi, Najashi started tearing. All the Christian priests, the fathers, their leaders, their scholars were gathered. All of them started tearing. When they heard the verses of Surah Maryam, they all started tearing and crying. They said, by Allah, this is the truth which came to Isa, has come to Muhammad. We bring Iman, and they all brought Iman in Allah. My dear brothers in Islam, where is Abyssinia? Where was Najashi? Where was Muhammadur Rasulullah? One letter was knocking the door of Najashi for hidayat. He welcomed that hidayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him. My dear brothers in Islam, Allah blessed him with Iman, his community, his leaders. When they saw the ayat of the Quran, they all were tearing of Surah Maryam, and they all brought Iman. My dear brothers in Islam, when Najashi passed away, he never met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The message came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made salatul janazah for Najashi. According to some narration, his janazah was carried by the angels of Allah in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. and he made Salatul Janaza. The message remains, the lesson remains to you and me, that Hidayat is knocking you and me. Allah wants a change in you and me in this great month of Ramadan. What are the efforts that we have made? What are the efforts that we are making? My level of ibadah, my level of amal was like this. Today where it is, and where do I want it to reach tomorrow? My dear brothers in Islam, each one of us needs to take a lesson. Those who take heed of the great month of Ramadan bring a complete change in their life. They are the most fortunate people whom Allah speaks in the Quran as the most successful people on this planet, tomorrow in Qabr and in the day of Qiyamah. My dear brothers in Islam, that's why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a person, he used to make istighfar for the kuffar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the ayat down. Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not make istighfar for those who have died in a state of kufr, or those who do not want to embrace Islam. My dear brothers in Islam, he was so compassionate towards the ummah. Hear that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke. One day, he was climbing the mimbar and Jibreel came and said, the beautiful month of Ramadan has dawned upon a person. He makes no tawbah. He is not changing himself. He is not returning to Allah. Tawbah means what, my dear brothers in Islam? It is not merely saying astaghfirullah. To make a change from the evil life to the piety towards piety, from the sinful life to the obedience of Rahman, to bring a change, that is tawbah in Islam. Here, my dear brothers in Islam, when Jibreel said, may the curse of Allah remain upon that person upon whom the month of Ramadan has dawned, but he has not repented to Allah, he has not turned towards Allah, he has not returned to Allah. My dear brothers in Islam, here Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while having so much of kindness, compassionate towards this ummah, he replies by saying, Ameen, may Allah accept, may the curse of Allah remain on those people who do not want to change in this great month of Ramadan, who do not want to make tawbah and inaba in this great month of Ramadan. My dear brothers in Islam, today we could hear the words of Allah, we could hear the words of Quran. It is a reminder from Allah. That's what Allah is saying in the Quran. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has not the time had come upon these people? Has not the time? Allah reminding of the time, because the time is flying. My dear brothers in Islam, has not the time has come upon these people that they have not turned towards Allah, that they are not making proper istighfar, that they are not adopting the fear of Rahman in their heart? My dear brothers in Islam, Allah is reminding in the Quran, you and me, in order that we bring about a change in our life, that we be the better people, that we be the closest people in front of Allah. My dear brothers in Islam, think for a moment, the deeds that we have done before Ramadan, some are doing in Ramadan. It is tearing, my dear brothers in Islam, a month where Islam promoted unity, where Islam spoke about love and affection and care. We are breaking and destroying. We are disgracing our own community. My dear brothers in Islam, we need to know Allah has given opportunity to realize the wrong that we have done, to become better people. But we are, some of us are misusing, abusing, going beyond the boundaries, going beyond the reminders given in the Quran. My dear respected brothers, elders in Islam, tomorrow we will be made to stand in front of Allah. We have to give accountability to Allah. Who is bound to stand in front of Allah? My dear brothers in Islam, Allah says in the Quran, وَعُرِدُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّا لَكَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَنْتُمْ أَلَّنْ نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا. Why don't we understand? Allah says in the Quran, tomorrow in the day of Qiyamah, if you look at the previous ayah, يَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالِ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزًا وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. All the mountains will fly around and the earth will be flat. Each one of us, Allah is saying, will be standing. No one could hide. Every person will be in rows to meet Allah, to clear their accountability in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعُرِدُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّىٰ لَكَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا. Allah is saying, you have come to us furadan, individually, kama khalaqnakum awwala marra, like how we created you the very first time. And balzamtum, may some of you all were thinking that we will not have a day of meeting. Subhanallah, look at the words of Quran. Allah is saying further, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَكُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. My dear brothers in Islam, our hearts still don't want to open. Look at the words of Quran. It is directly speaking about us. Allah is saying, tomorrow in the day of Qiyamah, there will be people carrying their book of records, what they have done before Ramadan, what they have done during Ramadan, what they have done after Ramadan, all their deeds, they will be carrying and coming in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you tell these people, you remind your ummah that you will see at that day, all criminals, all sinful people, mushfiqeen, in extreme fear, they are frowning, fearing, in extreme fear, and that day will be started, they will say, fayakulun, they will be started saying, ya waylatana, ma lihada al-kitab, oh destruction upon us, what is wrong with this book, what is wrong with this book, look at the word, look at the level that Allah goes to explain to you and me, what ma lihada al-kitab, what is wrong with this book? لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. No minor, no major sin. Everything has been recorded. Everything has been written in detail. Everything has been written in detail. ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا. All what they have done is presented in front of them. ولا يظلم ربك أحدا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not oppress any person. That what you have done, you will see in the day of Qiyamah. My dear brothers in Islam, that is a day that you and me will be made to stand in front of Allah. Did we ever think, here the month of Ramadan has brought us close to Allah, put some thoughts in front of Allah. We have sinned so much. It is that mercy giving us a reminder today. My dear brothers in Islam, let us come close to Allah. Let us bring a complete change in Allah. Let us give up our egos, our status, our dignity. Look at the lives of Sahaba, my dear brothers in Islam. They knew all their activities, all their actions will be recorded. But they wanted to clear themselves in this world before they are made to stand in front of Allah. That the incident of Abu Lubabah al-Bajili radiallahu anhu, my dear brothers in Islam, all the Sahaba went out in expedition and this Sahabi remained back with the intention that I may join, but worldly work or worldly gain stopped him by going out with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in expedition. And my dear brothers in Islam, it was a sin because it was made compulsory for all to join, and he did not join. My dear brothers in Islam, it was when he realized that realization that we are in need of it today, when he realized that he has done wrong to Allah. He went to Masjid al-Nabawi. Even till today, that pillar remains. It is written on that pillar, Ustuwanatu Abi Lubabah, the pillar of Abi Lubabah, radiallahu anhu. He tied himself against that pillar. And my dear brothers in Islam, he said, until my Allah and Rasul forgive, that I will not untie myself. Till today, the history repeats, the Quran repeats the words, the ayah came down for his forgiveness, because they wanted to clear themselves. And Allah says, وَآخَرُونَ اَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَتُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah revealed the ayah on behalf of that Sahabi for his sincerity. Allah sends the ayah down. There are some people, اعترفوا, they have confessed the sins that they have committed. خَلَتُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Some are good deeds. وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا. Some are evil and sinful deeds that they have committed in their life. Like our lives, brothers, at times we obey Allah, at times we disobey Allah, at times we do wrong to Allah, we do not realize, we do not recognize. My dear brothers in Islam, let us come back to Allah, let us return to Allah, let us make a sincere tawbah towards Allah, let us make a sincere inabah towards Allah. O Allah, forgive our sins. This was the dua of Nabiuna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. O Allah, we have wronged to you, we have done wrong to you. Zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana, if you're not going to forgive us, lanakunanna min al-khasirin, we are definite losers, ya Allah. My dear brothers in Islam, let us contemplate today, let us take heed of this great month of Ramadan, giving us this reminder to bring a change, to become better people. The life that Allah has given, let us make tawbah to Allah. My dear brothers in Islam, the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرِّرْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the tawbah of a person as long as that ruh does not reaches his throat, come to his throat. The ruh does not reach us to his throat. The moment the ruh reaches his throat, the door of tawbah is closed upon this person. My dear brothers in Islam, Allah confirms in the Quran, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبُتُ الْآنِ وَلَلَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارُ أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Allah is saying, those people that they do not really repent to Allah, they are persistent in the things that they are committing. They are persistent in the crime that they are committing. حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ, and the death has come. At the time of his death, he is making tawbah. It is not the tawbah in the eyes of Allah. The tawbah is not accepted. May Allah save you and me. In order that we repent in our life, before that we stand in front of Allah. My dear brothers in Islam, the other situation, when Fir'aun, when the azab of Allah coming down, he himself, he realized at that time, but it was too late. He said, قَالَ آمَنْتُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُوا إِسْرَائِيلَ. I am making tawbah to Allah. He said, I am bringing iman, in which the Banu Israel brought iman. But the answer of Allah, al-an, وَقَدْ أَسَيْتَ كَبُلُ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. You are, you want to repent now. You have sinned. You have done a lot of wrong. كَبُلُ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. You were creating fitna. You were creating problems. You were creating wrong. You were doing evil and sin. And your tawbah is not accepted. My dear brothers in Islam, till today, وَلِنَجَعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. Till today Allah has kept his body in Egypt for the mankind to see. They have named him Ramsar the Second. My dear brothers in Islam, let us realize these are standing evidence for us to repent to Allah, for us to bring a change in our life. My dear brothers in Islam, another hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will accept the tawbah of the people, hatta tatlu'a ash-shamsu min maghribiha, until the sun rise from the west. Before Qiyamah, the sun will rise from the west. It is definite, my dear brothers in Islam. And the day that the sun rise from the west, that day, the doors of repentance, doors of inaba, doors of returning to Allah, doors of seeking forgiveness will be closed. My dear brothers in Islam, we have wronged to Allah. We have done lot of evil things. We have done lot of evil deeds. Let us turn to Allah. Do not be bold. I have said that. I have said this. I have done that. I have done this. I have shown them who am I. My dear brothers in Islam, repent. Make tawbah. It is opportunity that we have kicked from our own foot. It is opportunity of repentance. It is opportunity of reformation that we have thrown it away. My dear brothers in Islam, let us turn to Allah. Allah says in the Quran, وَبِالْأَسْحَارِهِمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. The early part of the morning, real believers will weep in front of Allah, will cry in front of Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, change me. Oh Allah, make me a better person at the time of Tahajjud. My dear brothers in Islam, that it comes in the hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَنزِلْ. Allah descends to the first heaven at the time of Tahajjud. And Allah says, هَلْ مِنْ تَائِبٍ نَتُوبُ لَهُ هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ نَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ. Subhanallah, look at the love of Allah. Look at the mercy of Allah. My dear brothers in Islam, Allah descends to the first heaven. And Allah is saying, is there a person repenting? Is there a person making tawbah? I will forgive him. I will forgive him. Is there a person making istighfar? I will remove his sin. Where are we, my dear brothers in Islam? What are we doing at that time? Are we making that tahajjud? Did we cry in our sajada? Whenever we make sajada, that is the closest injunction a person to Allah. That did we cry in front of Allah? Oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, remove our sin. My dear brothers in Islam, let us realize today, before it becomes too late, let us turn to Allah. Let us repent to Allah. Let us be from the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَخَيْرُ خَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. The best amongst this ummah are those who repent upon their sins that they have committed. My dear brothers in Islam, let us give up our power, our egos, our status, that this, in order to maintain the unity of our community, in order to maintain the unity of the society, one of the grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that time, there was a conflict amongst the Muslims. Grandson of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met the opposition Muslim group and he said, what do you want? You want the kingdom today. You want the leadership. Today I am the leader. Here I am giving you. Take it and do it, my dear brothers in Islam, to maintain the Muslim unity, to maintain the Muslim bond. My dear brothers in Islam, it is sad. Wallahi, it is sad. Ramadan started. We are crossing almost half the month. I have heard from many people complaining 2 days back, the incident, or 1 day back, the incident which took place in this masjid. My dear brothers in Islam, it is the duty of the ulama to enlighten. And my dear brothers in Islam, where it is haq, we will say, if anybody likes, he can take. If anybody don't like, he don't need to listen to us. My dear brothers in Islam, words of the sahaba, if the sword is kept on the throat of the neck, that, my dear brothers in Islam, they said, we will say the truth. My dear brothers in Islam, we speak about Islam, we promote Islam, we call people towards Islam. It is sad to see 2 days back what happened in this masjid. A commotion, a shouting, a fighting, a screaming, a swearing, exchange of hard language. My dear brothers in Islam, there were non-Muslims who were present. Two of the non-Muslims who had asked, what is happening in this masjid? We, as the Jamiatul Ulama, may Allah reward those ulama busy working with the non-Muslim organization. Even last week, in Ramadan, Buddhist Cultural Affairs Ministry, we had been summoned, we had been called with regard to the problem boiling and cropping up in our own society, here our own society, exposing our own weakness. My dear brothers in Islam, we need to cry. We need to turn to Allah. Let us not create fitna. Our problems, we can sit and solve. Our problems, we can sit and discuss. We are brothers of Islam. We are innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. We are brothers in Islam. We need to sit, my dear brothers in Islam. Let us understand the basics of Islam. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ. Allah is saying, from those who respect the signs of Allah, those who respect the signs of Allah, those who respect the house of Allah, those who respect the signs of Islam, فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. It is from the taqwa of their heart. My dear brothers in Islam, did we respect that day, the sanctification of this great place, masjid? I don't want to talk who is right, who is wrong, that we can solve. But it is the house of Allah. No person has right to scream. except the words of Allah and Rasul to be spoken. My dear brothers in Islam, those who have done this, let them make tawbah immediately. Return to Allah without keeping vengeance and anger. Sifat of the enemies of Allah, to keep vengeance and anger against the believer. My dear brothers in Islam, what was the words of Rasul said on Hajjatul Wada to this entire mankind? We need to cry. What the cry of Rasul has protected us after we have done so much of wrong. After we have done so much of wrong and evil, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. That our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you trying to destroy yourself because these people are not realizing and bringing iman? It was the cry of Rasul that protected you and me. My dear brothers in Islam, let us repent to Allah. The words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ دِمَاكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَعْرَاضَكُمْ حَرَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَحُرُمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا كَشَارِكُمْ هَذَا وَفِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا وَمَيْ صَحَابَ إِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ. Indeed your blood, indeed your life, indeed your honor, indeed your dignity, indeed your status is honored, sanctified in the eyes of Allah. Like the Kaaba is respected and honored, a believer is equal to the Baytullah, according to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to the sanctification, when it comes to the honor and the dignity, my dear brothers in Islam, and the city of Makkah, similar manner, a believer is honored in the eyes of Allah. My dear brothers in Islam, let us turn to Allah, let us come back to this masjid, let us cry, first make tawbah of Allah. We have wronged to the honor of your masjid. We have put down the dignity of your masjid. We have treated your masjid like our own home, like the property of our father and mother. My dear brothers in Islam, my dear brothers in Islam, why I use this word, even Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on extreme anger in Masjidun Nabawi, he told to one sahabi, if he stays in the house of his father and mother, will he get this wealth? My dear brothers in Islam, we need to realize, we need to turn back to Allah. We need to cry in front of Allah. We need to be better people. Build our unity. Here the kufr is boiling. Kufr is boiling against us. In Burma, more than 2,000 Muslims are being slaughtered last 1 month. Last 10 years, more than 50,000 Muslims are being slaughtered. More than over 300,000 Muslims are in Bangladesh in refugee camps. My dear brothers in Islam, what are we doing? They are killing the Muslims. They are slaughtering the Muslims. They are burying the Muslims alive. Here we are fighting amongst ourselves. We are killing ourselves. We are insulting ourselves. We are showing our weakness in front of this kufr. My dear brothers in Islam, they will override us. Let us repent to Allah. Let us bring a complete change in our life, in our family, in our society, in our ummah. Let us make tawbah, maintain unity, maintain love, build Islam, strengthen Islam, take Islam to the next generation, show the power of Islam. Let us be from those who convey the message of Allah, call people towards Allah, without being from those who create fitna, fasad, and spoil the name and the image of Islam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.